I have a question.
All right.
Are you sick of me yet?
Not quite, but I might be by the end of next week because you're about to be
All
here
right.
at my house for several days.
That's right.
No, I'm not really sick
Okay.
of you.
So on this episode, we thought that we would just have a candid conversation. We are calling it the Starting Over Diaries, and this is our 6 month check-in building a new business. So if you're new to us or you're new to this podcast, go back and listen to the first couple episodes of Supported CEO. But Ellie and I have both been entrepreneurs for many, many years, and we took breaks from our previous businesses and then came back to entrepreneurship and serendipitously decided to co-found Supported CEO together. And now we're about 6 months in, and we just thought, let's just have an off-the-cuff podcast where we just talk about how it's going starting over, like running a business, building a business together. And that's what this conversation's gonna be all about today.
Welcome to the Supported CEO podcast. I'm Ellie Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help entrepreneurs reconnect with themselves and their vision in order to live a life that's bigger than business.
We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of. Yeah, I'm excited to just get into all the details of like how it's been, what it's been like to rebuild, start over from scratch, and also like what it's been like to build a business as a partnership together. I know that you have more experience in that area than I do, but that this has like been a very new, brand new experience for me building with a co-CEO that's been so like so much more than I ever could have imagined. And I'm excited to like talk about what that experience has been like here.
Yay, I'm so excited. Yeah, and it's been a like I do have experience having a partnership before. But this has been just like a really different experience. But I think it's just because like I was a lot newer in business back then. Now I'm like much more seasoned. Like I knew myself even in a whole new way, like being older and wiser and the things that comes with age and experience and all of that. So
yeah, that has been one of the like the coolest things I think for me about coming back and rebuilding is like being able to take all of the experience and all of the things that we learned about our previous businesses. I think it's like a lot of you listening will probably be able to relate to this, but like when you look back at your business, it's like, man, if I had known what I know now in the beginning, like I would have done things so differently. Like I have told myself that or asked myself that so many times. I've heard other people talk about that. And it's just been really, really like fun and exciting to be able to take all of that, what I know now from all the previous years of business and like take that into consideration when we're like truly building from the ground up.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there's something very humbling that has came with starting over. And, you know, I think for a lot of people, like that's really scary to say, like, I can't imagine closing my business and literally starting over from scratch again. And for us, like we had this almost 2 year break of our own entrepreneurship where we have worked in other people's businesses before co-founding Supported CEO together. And it's just been really humbling, like in the best of ways. Whereas I think you can go one of two ways of feeling, oh my gosh, like I'm starting over again. I mean, I remember when we announced our partnership, when we just announced we were like coming back to entrepreneurship, and it was like the night before we made like the social media post. You know how it is, everybody out there. It's like the social media post. And I remember feeling like anxiety, like all kinds of feelings of like, what is happening? Like, what are we doing? I can't believe I'm coming back in any capacity. It was just like, yeah. But the morning of, I woke up with so much peace. It was just like, I had to get it out of my system like the night before and like feel all the things. And then the morning of, like, I was at peace. I was rooted in my purpose. I had a plan. I knew what we needed to do. Like, I was so calm, cool, and collected. And like, that was such a great feeling.
Yeah. And that was actually the day that we met in person for the first time. We made our announcement that we were, you know, starting this business together when we were meeting in Paris for, you know, our first visionary weekend and also first in-person meeting.
So I think my anxiety the night before was probably that you were like some weirdo was meeting on the internet.
Right. Yeah. Right. That I was going to be some kind of like stalker or something like
that. Yes. No. Yeah. So spoiler alert, we started our business before we had ever met in person. So we both live in Europe. We're not going to get into our whole background because we have many episodes about that. But, that was an exciting time. Like, I remember like being on the way to the airport and texting each other. And I think we both like texted at the same time, like the same thing of, I can't believe we're doing this. And also, I'm so excited. And it like came in at the same moment. And we were both like, okay, we know this is meant to happen.
Yeah.
And I remember that trip, I was obviously nervous about it because, like, what human being wouldn't be?
Right.
But we had already spent enough Zoom time together that I was
obviously felt like I knew you pretty well.
Yeah, right. I mean, we had already signed legal documents together. and yeah, it was just like the best of times. It had it felt like because it's not that we were. Not only were we just meeting for the first time, but we were meeting in a city that neither of us lived in and in a city that neither of us speak the language. So all the cards were stacked against us for it to be the most awkward, hard, unrealistic meeting ever. But I remember like being with you there and kind of feeling like we had already done this 100 times. Like, I feel like I had literally traveled Europe with you already.
Yeah, same. And like, I mean, that just that experience of traveling in Europe, like I've traveled with a lot of different people in Europe, you know, like over the years. And like those trips, like go, you know, everybody's got different ideas of like what.
Come on, guys. They go one of two ways. They're either great or they're terrible.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like everybody's kind of got their own like way of approaching like, you know, travel and stuff like that. And it was like, we just clicked into a rhythm of like exactly like you said, like we've been traveling together for years. It was awesome.
Yeah, like I went and got coffee and then like one day you went and got coffee and it was just like, she already knows my coffee order. Like, it's great. Exactly. You know, like it was good. Yeah. So, okay. So I'm interested because I have not actually asked Ellie this question. I'm really interested to know, like, how has it honestly been for you having a business partner?
You know, it's been great, honestly. Like it's been a new experience for me, working with a business partner. I have really like loved it overall. I am naturally more of an introvert. And so there have been pieces of it that have been like, oh, I've got to like sort of rethink how I do things in order to like, you know, make sure I'm communicating with the other half of this partnership with like what I'm thinking with the business. Like, you know, that's been something that I've really like worked on is like, and we both kind of had to learn our own communication styles with each other. But that's just like being more like intentionally communicative of things, because I tend to like be the type of person that's just like put my head down and work on things and like kind of forget that the world is around me, kind of like forget that I need to check in with other people. So that has been something that's like been, I mean, a little bit of an adjustment, but honestly, like not really like a big thing. I think the biggest thing, honestly, for me that has been surprising about working in partnership is like, one, the in-person stuff that we've done together was not something that I necessarily had on my radar when we first started talking about going into business together. Like for me, when we started thinking about like this partnership and like going into business together, we were already like friends, we had regular communication, regular conversations about business. And just from the conversations we were having, my approach to wanting to go into business partnership was I value your approach to business, your perspective on business, life and business. I really value your approach and perspective and expertise and the conversations that we're having, and know that our brains combined can create something incredible. So that was kind of my headspace going in. And then some of the things like co-working, meeting up in person, those kind of things were afterthoughts for me. And I was like, oh, I guess that makes sense. We should do that. You know, as an introvert, mm-hmm. that's just not where my brain goes first. So that's been sort of an adjustment, but also a very good adjustment. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast or not before, but I, as an introvert, definitely try to keep tabs on my the spectrum of am I such an introvert that I'm getting into isolation territory? And sometimes I have to push myself to be more social because I can easily kind of slip into hermit mode. And so our partnership has been really good for me personally in that way of just pushing me to be a little bit more social, because it's I do enjoy it and it is good for me, even if it's not my natural tendency.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you sharing that. And yeah, for anybody listening, I'm an extrovert. So I am literally level 10 extrovert. And so it is interesting. And that is why Ellie and I really try to bring our perspectives into supported CEO, because we share a lot of values and we share a lot of our same approaches to how we do things, but we have different personalities into how we operate. And so that's something that I've been really excited about exploring, and how we can bring our approaches to the products that we're building within supported CEO, because it gives us this test incubator, if you will, to see if someone's really introverted, what is their experience going to be through this? And if somebody's thinking more like me, what is their experience through this? And so it's given us the space to kind of explore that a little bit. And so for me, I automatically gravitate towards community and togetherness and co-working. And I was just oh, cool. Let's do some co-working. And you're whoa, I cannot be productive in that.
Yeah. I'm I am not going to get anything done. I'm just going to chit chat the entire time. I don't know how to co-work.
Yeah. And so it has been we're here to have a real conversation. It's not that, we haven't had any bumps in the road. But they've been welcomed bumps. It's been us being intentional about honoring each other's working styles, communicating, forgetting to communicate and being oh, I'm in partnership. Let me communicate in a way that actually meets the other person where they are, instead of defaulting to my preferred way of communication or just your preferred way of communication. So it's been a collaboration of sorts, and I guess trying things and saying all right, well, let's try it this way for 4 or 5 weeks and then check back in and to see is this feeling good for you? Is this feeling good for me? Instead of just feeling well, I guess we have to do it this way because that's what's good for the other person, and knowing we're here to do this for the long haul. So if that means we got to have a hard conversation now of I know this works really well for you, but I'm struggling with this process. We have been willing to meet each other in those moments. And I think that that is why I have felt really good about this partnership so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. It's been, I think, yeah, I wouldn't even really I guess it would be considered an obstacle, you know, that we face in terms of like moving forward and getting this business off the ground. Is that just like as a partnership, learning how the other one operates and like finding that middle ground and like common ground of how we're moving forward on things. But honestly, it's been like such a good part of the process and been such a big part of like laying the foundation for the future of this business that I know is only going to be like worthwhile and make this business stronger as we continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. Something I really loved is like that we come into it with two visionary brains. And we have really taken the approach of this business, really not as entrepreneurs first, but as creative people first. So we like to imagine ourselves as Taylor Swift writing the next album and like really just kind of like sinking into our creativity and looking and leaning on things that are outside of the online business space as inspiration and sharing those things with each other. And that has been really exciting to kind of have like a creative like process partner, so to speak. And it's like, I think like we kind of take that approach more than, and then we layer on the entrepreneur. Like, would that make, does that make sense to you?
Yes, I agree completely. It's like, we are, I think we're both definitely visionaries. We're both definitely creatives. And I think we both also have like, I would say for me, like relatively natural, but also just comes from experience, like a strategy brain as well. But I think it's like in that order is the way that we've been approaching this, is like the vision, the creative process, and like really trying to stay in that visionary creative space as much as possible, where it's just more like playful. It's more fun. It's more focused on like, what do we really like truly want to be doing? And then we'll layer on that strategy piece of like, okay, what is the like the entrepreneurial strategic way that we're like, you know, bringing this to market or, you know, implementing this idea. But having that space and really prioritizing the creativity and the visionary time is like, I think been, it's made it a lot of fun. And I think ultimately in the long run, and playing off of like the previous experience that I have in business, like this approach feels much more spacious and feels much more like sustainable long term, because it's like coming from a place that I know is really fueling me rather than being purely based on like, well, this is like a strategic decision that makes sense on paper, so I guess this is what I should do.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And yeah, I think it's the sustainability piece. Like I really, when I took a break from my business, so for me personally, one of the big things I worked on was separating my identity from entrepreneur. Like I got to a point where I realized like I would meet people and be like, I'm an entrepreneur, even before I would say like I'm somebody's wife or mother. Mm-hmm. And then realizing like, man, I really identified with that label. And I didn't know what that was about. Like it just dawned on me one day. And so when I took a break from my business, like I really wanted to explore all these other parts of me that I feel matter so much more than Jenny the entrepreneur. And yeah, so it's been really great like having like a reset on how I identify. And even though like, yes, I am an entrepreneur and we are entrepreneurs and we are in business, like I just don't default to like that being like a piece of my main identity. And I really love looking at like me as a creative person who's creating things and like putting them into the world. And entrepreneurship is a vehicle for that. Just like music is a vehicle for people with that talent. Like I don't have that talent, unfortunately. And so I think having this approach is just life-giving, and it feels a lot more sustainable for me personally.
Yeah. I mean, I agree completely with that. I my pause from entrepreneurship, like a big part of that for me was like about reconnecting with like, who am I outside of entrepreneurship? Because I got so wrapped up in that identity of like being an entrepreneur, like constantly thinking about business, constantly working in the business, just like that was my identity. And the break that I took from entrepreneurship was honestly really about like coming back to who I am outside of business. And so that was a really big focus that I've had. And now that we're like 6 months into rebuilding this business, I feel really good about the ways that I've been able to like sustain the practices and like attitudes and things like that, that I've started to really adopt during that time, like that I've been able to sustain those as I've come back into entrepreneurship, because that was one thing that I was a little bit nervous about, to be honest, when we came, like whenever we decided to start this business together. And like, I individually was like going through the process of like making the decision, like, okay, I'm ready for entrepreneurship again. That was something that I was a little bit nervous about, was like, okay, I've gotten into these good routines. I've gotten into this good space of like really feeling like healthy after having experienced burnout, after having experienced like just over-identifying with that role of entrepreneur. And so I thought about that quite a bit. Like, how am I going to maintain this? Like, am I going to just get like sucked straight back into like that identity again? So that was something I was a little bit nervous about, but also like very intentional about how I was navigating. And I think like, I personally feel proud of like the way that I've been able to like maintain that. And honestly, like I feel, you know, we've talked about like entrepreneur, like over-identifying with entrepreneurship, but also at the same time, like, I think some of us are just like wired as entrepreneurs, wired as visionaries. And like, there was also a part of me that is really who I am at my core that was not necessarily being honored during that time away from entrepreneurship, because yes, like that visionary piece of me didn't have an outlet. And so I honestly feel like after coming back and like getting into a good rhythm with the way that we're working and the way that we're doing things, it's like, I truly feel like my whole human self is like able to come out both inside the business by giving myself that visionary creative outlet, and also by like being a whole human outside of business as well.
Yes. I love how you phrase that. And yeah, I feel the absolute same. Like that 2 year break, like it was like the current that was running through me. It was like that visionary piece wasn't being seen. It wasn't being played with. It wasn't out of the box. And so I knew, even though I was like on this break, I knew I was always going to come back to it. And that was like such a clear feeling. So I love how you just articulated that. Something else that I have really valued about us is how we have been able to have honest conversations with holding each other accountable. Like if we're feeling like there's been moments when it's like, you've been working a lot, like you don't need to work on those emails this weekend. Like I need you to have a weekend. And we've been able to kind of like give each other that accountability of like, we're excited to be building this thing. And also we still have these sustainability goals to support ourselves and making sure like we're honoring those things. And so I'm not, I don't know, I guess it's like with you, I haven't had to question much about like, if I'm not getting something done, I'm not worried that you're going to be over there thinking like, I'm not completing something. Like I was sick for a week, a couple weeks ago. And I literally took the week off and just rested. Obviously, we had things on our plate that week, but you just kind of trucked along with the things that were on your plate. And you just trusted that like when I was better, I was going to get the things that were on my plate done. And that was just so supportive. Like I wasn't feeling like, oh my gosh, like Ellie is going to be upset that like I got our recording schedule off. Like I think I had tonsillitis and we had like 3 podcasts that we were trying to record that week. We had a coaching call with a client. We were recording modules for our Release and Align program, and I had to move all of it because I literally didn't have a voice. But you were just like a cool. You were like cool. And
we'll just keep moving on. Like, we'll figure it out.
Supportive. And that was just like a really good feeling.
Good.
Like in a partnership. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, like, so we've talked about, like, there are definitely like things in our personalities and just like the circumstances of our lives that are different. But like what we share that I think is the most important is like the shared like values that we have at the core of Supported CEO. And one of those is about taking a life first approach to business. And some of that means like having space for getting sick. Like, you know, that's not like one of the fun things to think about when it comes to like a life first business, but like getting sick happens. And so I think that that's something that like we've been on the same page about from the beginning is like, we want to do business in a way that feels truly supportive to all of us. And like, me being like, oh, like we're getting behind on podcast schedule. Like me have, you know, thinking about like worrying about those things when you're sick is like, that's not, what's that going to do? You know, what's that going to help? Is that going to like make you more likely to like be able to rest and recover and get better? Or is that going to stress you out and like prolong you being sick? You know, just as an example, like that never crossed my mind. I was just like, cool, let's go. Like, we'll make this work. Like nothing we're doing is like an emergency, like a true emergency. We'll adapt the schedule and like move forward. And I think we both have that attitude of like making sure that we're taking care of ourselves first. And then also knowing too, and I think this is important, that like, I know you care about this business as much as I do. And you know, I care about this business as much as I do. So if like one of us is not able to do something for whatever reason, it's like, okay, like that's just what needs to happen. And like, we're both like equally committed to like growing this business and like seeing it succeed. And like, there have definitely been times when I was like, I need you to pick up the slack on this thing and you pick up the slack. And then there are times when you need me to pick up the slack and we do that. And I think that's worked really well in this partnership.
I love that too. I think, so, you know, we are 50-50 partners. And we also really love the approach that like Brené Brown has talked about. I've seen her talk about it on a podcast where it's like, she talks about like in the relationship with her husband of like, if they have 100%, like one of them might have 60 and one of them has 40. And it's like, well, where are you at? Like you have less capacity. Like I'm going to meet you. I'm going to take up the slack, you know? And so I feel like we have been able to really meet each other where we're at. Like in the summertime, it was like, I was traveling, you were traveling, like you had a lot of family visiting, my kids were out of school. And it was just like, it was literally like week to week what our energy was, but we were really committed to laying the foundations of this business for the fall. So we committed to really like, I don't know the, like I'm looking for a metaphor here, but I can't think of one, to just be like full speed ahead, like with a little less emphasis on like full speed, you know what I mean? Like medium speed ahead to lay the foundations over the summer as we entered fall. So our energy levels week to week were just very different depending on like what we were both doing in our personal lives. And so we were on like this like week to week momentum for like 7 weeks straight of coming in and being like, okay, where are you at? What's your energy level at? What's my energy level at? And like, sometimes I was like, I got 30%. And sometimes you were like, I got 20%. And that would have us like really look at the things on our plate and say like, what is important here? Or one of us proactively being like, hey, I was inspired to work on this. So like I went ahead and worked on it. And then the other person being like, oh my gosh, like, thank you so much. So the approach to this partnership is like, we're not keeping tabs on who's doing what every step of the way. Like there's no meter here that's like, has Ellie put in 50% of the work? Has Jenny put in 50% of the work? It's like, we're both committed to the vision of this company long term, and we really lean in with our energy first. And it's like, if you have an idea for an offer and you map out that whole idea, and then like I come and work on like the strategy piece or vice versa, which has happened. Like this is kind mm-hmm. of like things have evolved where like one of us has done like a big chunk of the something and the other like the other person like latched on, was like, cool, let's ride it into the next phase.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Like it's just about what is working for the business, and it's not this, we're not overanalyzing it of like, oh, well, the other person needs to put their equal 50% on this product for this business. It's like, no, everything benefits the business. Like everything that we do, no matter what our energy capacity levels are at, like it all benefits the business. And like, that is the goal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that we've like, I've been really happy with the way that we've approached things in that way. And then just generally, like, you know, coming back into entrepreneurship, I think one of the like bigger obstacles that we faced coming back in is like after 2 years of being away from entrepreneurship, we had both sort of reorganized our lives in a way after that much time away from entrepreneurship, where like we didn't necessarily have the space in our, you know, calendar and like the capacity mm-hmm. when we initially came in to just add in building another business together. And so one of the things that we have had to like really, really do over the last 6 months is like create the space for this business again. And that was definitely a process. And so I think, especially like earlier in this partnership, there was a lot of individual personal like reshuffling that we were having to do in order to figure out, okay, where is the space for building this business going to fit in? And also like personal obligations that we already had planned that were like, you know, we decided to build this business together. And when that clarity came, like from our intuition for the two of us, it was like, okay, now is the time. I didn't know that now was going to be the time to bring this business back and to come back to entrepreneurship. But when we both had the clarity that it was like we were building this together and like it was time to come back to entrepreneurship, like there were a lot of puzzle pieces we needed to figure out personally in order mm-hmm. to make that work. And so we have had limited capacity in terms of like the amount of energy, the amount of time that we had to dedicate to this, especially like we're 6 months in, but in the first like, couple months, you know,
yeah.
That was harder. And so I have been really proud of the way that we have like prioritized things and what we have chosen to focus on. Like our focus has always been on the foundation, like laying a strong foundation and having a clear vision of where we're going and focusing on the pieces that we're going to support that first. Mm-hmm. Like one way that we've approached things with this business that I think may be surprising to some people and maybe different than the way a lot of people might approach starting a new business is like we have really focused more on the foundations of what exactly we are teaching, developing our curriculum, developing our like what we're selling and what we're like really using as the core foundations of this business more so than audience growth. And that I think is something that like, you know, may sound counterintuitive. I think a lot of times when you think about entrepreneurship, it's like, okay, well, I gotta build a big audience. I gotta build a big following of people who can like, you know, who I can sell the things that I'm creating to. And I think from our experience, we have seen in our experience working with clients and also in our previous businesses, that a lot of times there's an emphasis on growth and visibility and attracting an audience before there's really a foundation to really know what to do once this audience comes in or what to do once you get this mm-hmm. visibility. And so we have sort of taken an opposite approach there that I feel really good about because now we have these foundations in place so that when we're ready to focus more on those pieces, we have what we need in place to move forward.
Yeah, 100%. Because what a lot of people, I'm just going to say it, I think a lot of people do this wrong. And I have a lot of experience. I think we both have a lot of experience in the world of visibility. Is you go out and you build this audience, but then they come and you're still floundering around on what you're selling on what you stand for. And then you lose a lot of your audience because like they don't know what you're doing. And then you don't have a cycle to nurture them through. Whereas like we've really intentionally focused on laying the foundation. So that way, as we get more visible, double down on our visibility in the next calendar year, we have like a soft place for people to land and really get to know us. And that's why launching our podcast was so important. Like we launched our podcast in July when most people would think like we could have easily said like, oh, like let's like people are taking a summer hiatus. Like who's starting a podcast now? You know, but we knew that we really wanted to like be in a flow, be in a rhythm, find our footing come the fall. And really podcasting is a way for people to really get to know who we are and what we're really about. And it's really the easiest way to warm people up, to really have a personal relationship with us. And so that was a decision where it was like, is right now, right here in the summer, like the time to launch a podcast? Like it's probably the most non-ideal thing to do. And it was hard. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like it was hard with our summer schedules to get the podcast off the ground, but almost 25 episodes later, which is about what we're getting ready to wrap the year up with, I'm so proud. I'm so glad that we made that hard decision to lean in on doing the podcast and getting it off the ground then. So that way right now, as we're recording in November, like we have our workflow down, we have our process down, like we're so comfortable, like we know how we want a podcast. We're experimenting still a little bit, but it's really clear for us. And it's something like it's a part of the business that actually takes up the most time, but it gives us the most reward in how we feel. Like we genuinely love this podcast. So I think that that's been a very interesting thing to navigate.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I mean, the podcast has for sure been one of my favorite things that we've done in this business so far. And it feels really good to have like really prioritized that. And for those of you listening, if you are resonating with this episode or have resonated with the episodes that we've shared so far on the Supported CEO podcast, we would really love it if you could take a moment to share with a friend who you think would enjoy these conversations too. And another thing that really helps us is if you could go to your podcast app and leave us a 5-star review. This really helps us to be able to continue to reach others and do more of what we love. Until next time, stay supported.